I'm here in Moscow, a district from Ghent, and I'm going to listen if the people here know the history behind the name.
I think the name Moscow from Lederberg comes from the immigrants who were brought here by us, Belgian people, from Russia, to work here for cheap prices. And when they weren't needed anymore, they were put somewhere not in the center, but like Lederberg, it's close to the center. They now work for very low salaries and are often put in houses with a lot of people, and they have no freedom.
Well, perhaps is it because maybe Russians invaded Belgium at some point, maybe?
You're on the right track, yes.
And then, I guess, gained some land and called it Moscow after their home? Because I know there's a lot of places where England has invaded and then called it towns from England.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe something similar to that. Do you have any thoughts?
I'm not sure I can beat that.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Not long ago, I started wondering how it came to be that we have a place here in Belgium with a name similar to the capital of Russia. What exactly happened in our history, and do we have a connection with the Russians? With the help of historian Tina de Gent and two Russian students named Aliona and Kate, I researched a piece of our history.
Often people question why is it called Moscow, and unfortunately it doesn't refer to any migration or Russian migration or Russian presence, nor to any economical or political relations between Moscow and Ghent, but it actually refers to a very specific episode in the Ghent history in 1814, when a couple of Russian troops were actually present there in that specific neighborhood. And at that point, Ghent is still French territory. And so it's there are French. It's occupied by French troops, and at that point they are looking for a way to escape this occupation, and they are actually waiting for the Russian troops to arrive and liberate them. Now the Russians at that point are sending the Cossacks, which is a very specific military group who had like a private connection to the Tsars.
The Russians that stayed in Ghent were called Don Cossacks. And Aliona and Kate managed to inform me that the relationship between the locals and the Russians wasn't that good. And the Cossacks, they actually began to rob the local peasants in search of provisions. But the locals, they sent a delegation to Brussels demanding to remove the Cossacks from Ghent. And this was something that Tina de Gent also talked about.
The whole story is actually based on one specific source, and that source is a librarian, the librarian of Ghent at that time, who is describing the situation, and he also describes the Cossacks coming in, being welcomed like heroes, but he also describes that only an hour after they had arrived, the mood changed completely. That's when they started looting, when they started raping women, but also children. The whole story takes place in Lederberg, which is now an outskirt of Ghent. It's like the 19th century, a 19th century area. But at that point, it was, well, plains. There was practically nothing there. There were some farmers, a small church. And so this was right outside the Brussels gate, so the Brussels gate to Ghent. And that's where they were camped. And from there, they butchered cows, they took meat, they took bread, they took whatever they wanted. And, well, only a couple of days later, we know that the people in Ghent were very much disturbed and really wanted the Cossacks to leave. But at that point, of course, they couldn't really get rid of them anymore, because then there were like 100 people who were camped there.
As the fighting around Ghent continued, a whole regiment of Don Cossacks under the command of Colonel Bishilov arrived to reinforce the Russian detachment. His fighters dubbed him Grandfather of the Cossacks because he was not only 80 years old, but he also stayed in the saddle and continued to fight his battles. So, if you are from Ghent, you might have heard the saying, if you are bad, Peter Cossack will come for you.
Petr Kozak is like granddaddy Kozak. That's what it's, that's if you translate it, you get that. And so Petr Kozak was actually the ruler of that Kozak group. He was a very charismatic figure who a lot of people feared, at least. And that's actually how the name stuck. It's Petr Kozak who stuck. And it's actually quite strange that we call it Moscow and not, for example, the Kozak area or something, which would have been more clear or more specific. But I think that the reason why we call that area Moscow and not Cossacks or referring to the Cossacks is probably because everybody in Europe knew that not long before Napoleon had burned Moscow, or Moscow had burned in 1812. And so it was like a represalias. It was like a revenge action to send the Cossacks to Europe.
After 2 months of staying in the area of Ghent, the Tsar Alexander I visited the city. His arrival was celebrated with a giant feast. But only 2 days after that feast, the Russians had to fight the French once again, and just like the many times before, the French lost. A week later, Petr Kozak and his army left Ghent to make their way to Mons. But even 200 years later, parents still scare their children as they remind them of the terror done by a colonel called Vyshulov.